Disney is pulling Aladdin's carpet out from underneath a billion-dollar development project in Florida. It's the latest twist in the company's fight with Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The two sides have been feuding since Disney opposed a Florida law that restricts the teaching of sexual orientation and gender identity in schools. Critics call it the Don't Say Gay law. Mike Regan is a senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me, Peter.
So this Disney plan had been 2 years in the making. More than 2,000 employees were planning to move to Florida. Now it's off.
Yeah, and you know, it's important to point out that Disney on the record hasn't officially tied it to their dispute with Governor DeSantis. The announcement came in the form of a note to staff from the head of Disney Parks, and he said, given the considerable changes that have occurred since the announcement of this project, including new leadership and changing business conditions, we have decided not to move forward with the construction of the new corporate campus. Now, you read between the lines, and the New York Times actually is reporting that the dispute with Governor DeSantis did, in fact, play a role in this. But there's other things going on, too, Peter. You know, both these projects that Disney is canceling, the corporate campus and this big Star Wars hotel that they built, were sort of championed by their previous CEO, Bob Chapek. He's since been replaced by their former CEO, Bob Iger, who Disney brought back out of retirement. So there is a lot going on, but I think most people are interpreting it as part of the feud with Governor DeSantis for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to ignore the politics, although thank you for laying out some of the economic considerations as well. Those are real, too. Disney is in this, you know, speaking of a battle, it's in a fight with DeSantis over who controls the tax district that it occupies in Florida. And DeSantis took a question on this at a diner in New Hampshire today. Let's listen.
To put one corporation on a pedestal and let them be exempt from the laws is not good policy. It's not free market economics, and it's not something that our state's going to be involved in. And so we will not change from that.
Listen, some conservatives really like that DeSantis has been in this feud with Disney for so many months, but $1 billion development going away isn't something that any governor really wants to see. Do you think this might follow DeSantis around in the next few months, regardless of what's actually behind it?
Oh, yes, I definitely think it will, because you're right, this is a big billion-dollar project, but Disney had plans to invest about $17 billion over the next decade in Florida, projects that would create about 13,000 jobs based on their estimates. It's clear there could be more sort of cancellations like this going forward. And I think that's where the focus will go, is what exactly is Disney's future in Florida and this even bigger pile of investment money that they were planning to deploy in the state. Is that at risk? And will that put the, further pressure on the governor to sort of back off a little bit from them? So I think this is a soap opera that's going to be going on for a few more episodes for sure.
Especially because DeSantis expected to declare that he's running for president as soon as next week. Mike Regan at Bloomberg News, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.